Chapter 16 Friendship Beyond Frontiers. Dear Prawn, do you remember the Asian Games recently hosted by Thailand? As its motto, the game used the slogan, Friendship Beyond Frontiers. I like the slogan a lot because it does not only sound great, but it is precisely what the Buddha taught all his life. I think the motto should be adopted as a view for the whole world. Oh yes, there appear to be similar ideas in the teachings of Jesus, who is also a great teacher of the world. For example, he said, "Love thy neighbor as thyself, and whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also." If the world could follow only these two pieces of advice from Jesus, the world would be more peaceful and free from war. We could operate without intervention from the United Nations. But in real life, these kinds of people are rare. Most people are in the habit of falling under the influence of anger. When they are slapped on the right cheek, instead of offering the left with patience and non-anger, the assaulted are more likely to respond with a right hand uppercut on the shin of the assailant. Back to what we were talking about. Friendship shares the same meaning with loving kindness as we discussed in the last letter. Having explained the meaning and scope of loving kindness, I will now go on with instructions on how to extend loving kindness. First, before you extend your loving kindness, friendship, or good wishes to the target of your anger, or people and creatures in the world, you should do a similar deed to yourself as a preliminary. Then, you can move on to address it to the person you are being or have been angry with. The reason why you must extend loving kindness to yourself first is because your anger comes from your lack of mindfulness in the first place. When you are mindless, you have the wrong view and attitude, and you see the other party as your enemy, instead of being a human being like yourself. But when you extend your loving kindness to yourself, according to the age-old instructions, your view will transform into the correct view. You will see yourself and the person you are angry with as fellow human beings who embrace happiness and reject suffering in the same manner, are under the same law of volitional action, and will die all the same. When you have planted this view in yourself, your mind will become tender and loving. Love and understanding for yourself and others will replace the anger. Sometimes, even though you have not even started to extend loving kindness to others, your anger will already be gone. Before saying the prayer to extend loving kindness, we are taught to readjust our view to the correct view. However much we embrace happiness, reject suffering, and fear death, others will also embrace happiness, reject suffering, and fear death. Hence, we should not oppose anyone in anger, directly or indirectly. We should start by extending loving kindness on yourself as follows. Loving kindness for self. May I be blessed with happiness. May I be without sufferings. May I be without ill will and retribution. May I be without hardship. May I be without obstacles. May I be contented and able to maintain myself. To be followed by a prayer, extending loving kindness to the one you are angry with and all creatures in the universe indiscriminately. Loving kindness to the object of your anger and all creatures. To all fellow sufferer in birth, aging, decay, and death. May they be happy and without ill will towards one another. May they be happy and without harm towards one another. May they be happy and without physical and mental sufferings. May they be happy physically and mentally, and keep themselves from hardship and harm. The ritual of extending loving kindness by reciting the above incantation may not be effective with some people, and especially those who require rationalism may reject it from the outset. May I recommend another way of extending loving kindness, which needs no conventional incantation? This is, when you're angry with someone, find yourself a nice, peaceful spot where you can be at ease, sitting or lying down. Then concentrate and examine sensibly, mindfully, the person whom you are angry with. Look at him as if he were your close and loving friend. If you see him as a fellow human in this cycle of birth, aging, decay, and death, just as yourself, you will feel no less sorry for him than you do for yourself. Instead of feeling angry with him, you will see him and you falling into the pitfalls of anger. Both you and he have fallen prey to anger. Contemplate slowly, and your wisdom shall take hold of the larger part of your mind. When rationalism reigns over anger, for the most part, everything will improve naturally. Thus, succeeding, you will have overcome your anger once more, which means you will have escaped another disaster safe and sound. Each escape, when you free yourself of anger, does not only have a minor significance in overcoming yourself, it also means you have successfully prevented another person from walking into the cycle of suffering on account of your mutual anger. In other words, once you are free and safe from anger, so is he. I will end the tactics of anger management in this letter by describing the 11 benefits pertaining to the loving kindness for your information. 1. He shall sleep peacefully, easily, and soundly. 2. He shall wake up happily, blissfully, and briefly. 3. His sleeps shall be free of nightmares. 4. He shall be loved by humans. 5. He shall be loved by not humans, such as animals, angels, spirits, etc. 6. He shall be guarded by angels. 7. He shall not be harmed by fire, poison, or weaponry. 8. His mind shall concentrate quickly. 9. He shall be endowed with a radiant countenance. 10. He shall go in peace when his time comes. 11. If not attaining the ultimate deliverance, he shall be reborn in the higher spheres, that is the abode of Brahma. Your teacher,